HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Aam Aadmi Party on Tuesday named Bhagwant Mann as its chief ministerial candidate for Punjab polls. The announcement was made by AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal in Mohali. The party had opened telephone lines for people of Punjab to suggest names for their preferred CM candidate. AAP received around 22 lakh responses under its campaign, said Kejriwal, as he announced the name of Mann. Prime Minister Modi today interacted with the workers of the Bharatiya Janata Party in Varanasi. The exercise was held weeks before assembly elections begin in the state. He asked the partymen to work as a team in the upcoming polls. The Prime Minister also laid emphasis on the expansion of the party. Elections for the 403 assembly constituencies in Uttar Pradesh will be held in 7 phases starting February 10. The Indian Embassy in the UAE has identified the 2 Indian nationals killed during a drone attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The embassy in Abu Dhabi also said that 6 people were injured in Monday's attack. Saudi Arabia-led coalition forces carried out an airstrike on Sana'a in retaliation for the attack on Abu Dhabi. According to initial estimates cited in media reports, the airstrike killed 14 people. Daniil Medvedev launched his bid for a maiden Australian Open title on Tuesday with a win over Swiss Henri Laxinen. US Open champion Medvedev is favourite to win at Melbourne Park in the wake of Novak Djokovic's deportation. Finland-born Laxinen produced scintillating tennis to keep in touch with Medvedev in the tiebreak. But he faltered with a pair of unforced errors that gave the Russian the chance to win. A recent study by a university in Japan provided a causal link between chewing and diet-induced thermogenesis. Typically, the chewing process reportedly enhanced the energy expenditure associated with the metabolism of food. It also increases intestinal motility. All this leads to an increased heat generation in the body after food intake, reaffirmed the research. The study has been published in the journal Scientific Reports.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.